What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of True Facts, Logic, and Opinions. And I'm your host, Aron Bonnier. And I'm here with my co-host, my wife, Monique.
What's up, y'all?
And things just been what we let Donald Trump get away with. It's so white privilege, man. I mean, we got a president in office that got in office because he cheated. Everybody know that Russia hacked into the DNC, and everybody know that Russia use WikiLeaks to drop what they hacked, and everybody know it. So why is we acting like this president ain't somebody that cheats in broad daylight to make you think that, like, he cheating broad daylight, man? That's how he try to get away with things, because what he do is he try to make it seem like he try to make it normal. You know what I'm saying? Do we remember?
I remember.
You remember this?
I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
I'm going to play it again.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press. By the way, if they hacked, they probably have.
No, he said that. And we now know that from the investigation that it wasn't even a day later that Russia started doing what he told them to do.
Yeah, but when he said that, people wanted to say that he was
being sarcastic.
Yeah,
he was joking.
Yeah.
But we know from the investigation now, we know from the investigation that when Donald Trump said that, then we know that hours later, Russia did exactly what he told him to do. And then all of a sudden, he started literally using WikiLeaks in his campaign speeches. He started literally using WikiLeaks in his campaign speeches, Mo. He using something that he got from a foreign country to help him in his election. Y'all don't remember all the times this man said WikiLeaks?
Joe Biden helped lead the response to Ebola, beating back an epidemic and keeping Americans safe. Joe Biden tested.
Y'all don't remember that?
Trusted in moments of crisis.
Y'all don't remember this?
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
First he was saying he ain't know nothing about WikiLeaks.
This race where you won, but not fair and square, in my opinion. And all you have to do is take a look at WikiLeaks and just see what they said about Bernie Sanders.
He's using Deborah Wasserman Schultz. He keeps using WikiLeaks in his debates.
This just came out. WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
He was using WikiLeaks in his debates. He was using WikiLeaks in his campaign speeches. Now we know that literally WikiLeaks is who Russia used to disseminate the emails that they, when they hacked into the DNC.
He said he loved WikiLeaks.
And he just kept in all his campaign speeches, he just kept using WikiLeaks. Listen.
Even Chelsea Clinton the WikiLeaks email show expressed serious concerns about conflicts of interest at the Clinton Foundation and the State Department.
And the mainstream media, which they control and use quite viciously. They want to distract us from WikiLeaks. It's been amazing.
He said they want to distract us from WikiLeaks. This is what he's saying. This is what he was doing on his last campaign trail. The funny thing about it is nobody is bringing it up. And he's doing the same thing right now by talking about the post office. He literally is interfering with the post office right now as we speak. He literally came right out and said the reason why he's interfering with the post office is because he don't want mail-in ballots.
But he got to do his mail-in ballot to Florida for Tuesday.
It's funny because at the same time, he about to mail in his ballot down in Florida. Ain't that something? I'm just saying. Why the mainstream media and everybody acting like they don't see this? Why everybody acting like he didn't cheat the last time? That's my whole thing. Why everybody acting like he won fair and square the last time he won? That's the first thing right there. Like, he didn't win fair and square. If you think about this, Mo, first off, he told Russia to hack into or find Hillary Clinton emails. Now, we know that when he did that, Russia did what he said do. We know that from the Mueller probe. Then, the emails that they did hack into, and we know for a fact that they used WikiLeaks to disseminate these emails, and he told us he loved WikiLeaks.
What's coming out on WikiLeaks? Hillary beat Bernie, although it looks like Bernie got a little bit of a bad deal based on WikiLeaks, right? If you look at WikiLeaks.
I'm just saying, why we act like we forgot about this, y'all? And then he doing the same thing right now. Like, he doing the same thing all over again.
He's trying to do that birther thing again.
Yeah, he even trying to say Kamala Harris wasn't born in this country, just like he did Barack Obama. And we sent back going for it. Nancy Pelosi, you the overseer of the president. All that vote or vote him out. What we gonna vote for if he cheating already? If he cheating, what is we voting for? If y'all ain't gonna hold him accountable, listen. Every time I don't care. Like, we shouldn't care that the Republican Party got the Senate and he ain't gonna get found convicted. No. We should show the American people that every time you break the law, we gonna bring you up on charges. Whether them charges stick or not, that's not on us. But if you break the law, you should be brought up on charges.
Period.
When he was posing in pictures, when he broke the law a couple of weeks ago when he was posing in pictures with Goya beans. That's against the law. You're not allowed to use the office of the presidency to advertise things.
Amen.
Yeah. So why didn't Nancy Pelosi and them bring him up on charges? And y'all just keep saying, well, we're going to vote him out in November. How you know? He cheated the last time. If he cheating, how we gonna vote him out? And he cheating in plain sight again, and we going for it again, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. We going for it again. Come on, Dems in the house. Y'all supposed to be the overseer of the executive branch in the house. will oversee him.
Shit, they like Barack Obama. They getting blocked on everything, too.
No, they ain't getting... That's not... Remember when they brought the charge up against for Ukraine? Can't nobody block them from doing that, Mo. Nancy Pelosi in the Judiciary Committee, Committee for the House. Y'all supposed to be bringing this man up on charges every time he do something wrong. Y'all trying to make people used to him doing wrong. That's what they doing.
Should he been doing wrong since the very beginning?
I know. So he should have been brought up. You know how many times he should have been in? He should be in court. Like, come on, man. Let's keep it real. And then we going for the same thing we went for last time. With him saying he coming out in public. He coming out in public telling us what he going to do and what he doing. Am I right or wrong? Y'all don't see what's going on? He literally is telling you that he is not going to fund the post office because of mail-in ballots. And then at the same time, Mo, on the other hand, all our intelligence agencies said that Russia is trying to hack in our election right now as we speak. He ain't doing nothing about that. Something that's happening.
Do you think he's gonna do anything to Russia?
That's not the point. That's not the point. I understand that. But the point is that Russia is interfering and planning on interfering in our election right now as we speak. This is what all our intelligence agencies are saying. But Donald Trump, he worried about something that ain't even happened yet. Instead of being worried about something that's happening.
But I don't understand how you're trying to say that it's like the only person that is changing mail-in ballots was a freaking Trump supporter. Remember that one that arrested?
It don't even matter who changes mail-in ballots, Mo. The point is, it ain't even happened yet. Like, he trying to do something now about something that ain't even happened yet. You do something about something when it happened. We know for a fact Russia is hacking into our elections right now. We know for a fact Russia, what they doing right now. All our intelligence agencies have said it. But our president is worried about us in the United States of America. Our president is worried about something that ain't even happened yet. You know what I'm saying? If you use mail-in ballots and somebody cheat, then you...
But it did happen at that one post office. I just told you somebody got arrested. A Trump supporter got arrested because when they was doing them mail-in ballots a while ago for the... what was that? The primaries or some shit?
It didn't happen for the presidency.
No, not what?
Voters, like, all type of little stuff go on when it's time to vote. But that's the thing right there. Us putting things on people's mind like something is happening right now. That's what he's doing. Like, right now, you got to wait until the election over to see if somebody cheated on mail-in ballots. Huh?
I said, but that dude was a Trump supporter. So.
Even though he was a Trump supporter, that still don't matter. It still don't matter if he was a Trump supporter or not. It don't matter. The whole thing about it is it ain't happened in a presidential election yet. No, you got to wait till the election over in order for you to see if somebody cheated on mail-in ballots. We know for a fact right now that Putin and Russia is trying to hack into our elections right now. We know that for a fact right now. And he ain't doing nothing about it. He over here worried about something that ain't even happened yet. So he got you worried about something. He's trying to make people worry about something that ain't happened yet. And he using that to literally interfere in the elections in broad daylight. This is what he doing. And then CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. I'm putting all y'all in the same bunch. Even Young Turks, man. I'm putting all y'all in the same bunch, man. Because I'm always hearing people say, when people talk about why Hillary Clinton lost and why this, y'all keep trying to blame Hillary Clinton why she lost. Knowing damn well he cheated. That's not cool, man. That's not cool, man. That's not cool, man. Oh, if Hillary Clinton would have did this, she should have went here. Nah. He cheated. How do we know he cheated? Because all our intelligence agencies said that Russia hacked into the DNC. All our intelligence agencies said that, I'm talking about, this is truth. These is facts. This is truth I'm speaking now because, you know what I'm saying? This is truth because it can't change what happened. Everybody know that Russia used WikiLeaks to disseminate the emails that they hacked into the DNC. And Donald Trump, on the campaign trail, what was he using? WikiLeaks. Oh, we love WikiLeaks. Remember that? Cheating right in front of our face in broad daylight, man. And then we had a nerve down the line to act like we want to blame Hillary Clinton for losing. Is y'all serious, man? And then he doing it again right now. He breaking laws. This president is breaking laws every day. And the Democrats ain't bringing him up on charges for it. Every day. He should be brought up on charges for negligence. Mm-hmm. For him, for real. For you got Facebook and Twitter hold him more accountable than the House. Mm-hmm. The House of Representatives. This man literally came out and said people should inject disinfectant disinfectant and Lysol or something into their body to get rid of corona. He should have been brought up on charges of negligence, man. When he said kids is almost immune to the disease. Bold-faced lie. He should have been brought up on charges for negligence, man. Because the things he's saying out of his mouth is leading to real death, man. And since he the president, he should understand that what he said out of his mouth is important to a lot of people. And you have people that do what he say. He should be held accountable for negligence, man. By the way, just like the officers in the Breonna Taylor case, they should be held accountable for negligence, man. Somebody lost their life because of your negligence. So you should be pulled up on charges for that. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, we going to let this happen again? We going to let this dude steal another election? Why you think John Lewis ain't go to his inauguration? Because John Lewis put two and two together and he understood that, dude, you cheated. You cheated. And you want to talk, come on, man, you want to talk about white privilege, Mo. I'm talking about everybody. Like, you hear from MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, even the Young Turks, even the Young Turks that supposed to be progressive. All they keep talking about is what Hillary Clinton did wrong to lose the election, knowing damn well this man cheated. He cheated. Remember Pizzagate? Huh? Another lie that he told? Like, somebody literally tried to go in a restaurant and shoot people because of something the Republican Party was pushing. why nobody is being held accountable for this negligence in our government right now, man? And then this dude is cheating right before our face, and we sent back saying things like, vote. Vote. Just vote. If he cheating, how your vote gonna count? Nancy Pelosi, if you ain't gonna hold him accountable for doing what he's doing right now, how is your vote gonna count? Whether you vote or not, if the election is rigged, or if we just sitting there letting a man cheat right before our eyes, like, come on, man, hold this man accountable. Put him on the stage. Keep bringing him to court. Keep holding him accountable. Keep doing it. Every time he break the law, bring him up on charges for it. Why not?
I think what they're trying to say is, even though we know what he's doing and we see what he's doing, still going out to cast your vote is better than not casting your vote. Because you never know.
I understand that, but we need them.
He might do all this cheating and still lose.
You're right. But last time he cheated, he didn't lose.
But everybody wasn't voting either.
I understand that, but at the same time, last time he cheated, he didn't lose.
So, I don't think discouraging people.
No, that's... All right, let me correct that right there. You're right. That ain't what I'm saying. But basically what I'm saying is that y'all just keep trying to tell people to counteract the injustice that he doing. Y'all telling people to counteract that with voting when if somebody is cheating... Evidently, they cheating to steal the vote. So basically, if he cheating and we ain't hold him accountable for that right now, why he doing it, then how your vote gonna count? Like, he literally, Mo, is, like, he's saying it out of his mouth. Like, he said it out of his mouth, like, he ain't bringing, he don't want to fund the post office because he don't want mail-in voting. Like,
but
seriously?
He's doing the mail-in vote. That's the whole kicker that people is not really. He's doing something that he don't want y'all to do. He's doing something that he keeps saying that it's going to be hacked. It's going to be this and he's going to be that. But yeah, he's doing it because he has to do his mail-in ballot for Florida.
And then at the same time, guess what he said, Mo? He said that nobody else can't mail in vote, but Florida can. Dude, what you planning on cheating? Like, why is y'all letting this dude get away with this right before your eyes all over again, man? Come on, man. And then, like, let's talk about
for 48 states to say that they might not be able to do something because might not be able to get all the ballots out. Because they're taking machines and stuff from the post office to help count and sort. And he's cutting down the hours so that there's no overtime.
Okay. The way I look at it is, Jeff Bezos, you don't like Trump. Fund the post office. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fund the post office. Donate money to the post office. All y'all rich people around the country that don't like Trump, donate money to the post office so they can do their job correctly. Since the federal government gonna neglect their job because he's scared. Like, Trump, come on, Trump. Like, man, like, just lose like a man. Like, how you feel good about yourself? But I see what's going on. You like, shit, nigga. You cheating to get rich. Excuse my language. You know what I'm saying? He like, you cheating to get rich. Trump don't care if you think I'm... I don't care if y'all think I'm cheating because I've been doing it all my life. All I'm saying, y'all, is this, man. He doing it again, man. And then you got the dude the other day. Remember the dude the other day that called him out online?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah, courthouse correspondent.
Yeah. Like, I'm watching CNN, Breonna Keebler, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me if I got your name wrong, but y'all know what I'm talking about. She interviewing the dude that told Donald Trump, like, why you always lying? Like, you always lying. Trump didn't even, like, you know, usually Trump come at you when you say something to him, he try to pick a fight. He ain't even say nothing to the dude. He just went on to the next reporter. Why he do that? Because he know he be lying. And he know that if he say he don't be lying, he know you could Google 2 seconds style to find out that he lying about everything he's saying. And he getting interviewed on CNN, Mo. And CNN, listen, it ain't two sides to the truth, man. It's not two sides to the truth. So the CNN lady gonna ask him, well, what about the people that saying that you shouldn't have did that, or that was wrong, that what you did by calling the president out on what he do? Lie. Do the president lie? Yes. Breonna from CNN, do the president lie? Yes. How many times has the president lied since he's been in office? Tell me. How many? Thousands, right? Okay. Then why is you saying to the dude that's called him out online, what do he got to say to the people that don't like what he asked the president? That don't even matter. Because the truth is he lies. We all know this. It ain't two sides to the truth, man. And I'm just tired of these news agencies acting like they got to go out their way to be, what they call it, balanced. That's not balanced, man. You here to tell the truth. And that's it. You can't if you represent somebody and you know they lying, then you in the wrong too. You in the wrong too. Know what I'm saying? It's like that's almost like somebody coming out and saying, Jeffrey Epstein was molesting little girls. Everybody understand that the little girls coming out saying it happened, whatever. Everybody understand that. And then that's like you turn around and ask one of the victims of Jeffrey Epstein what you got to say about the people that say that this ain't happened to you. What? She like, what do I care about what them people saying? I'm telling the truth. They are not. Why you representing them people in the first place, CNN? Mm-hmm. Like, why is you trying to feel like that a lie and evil and falsehood got to have a place? Just so you can feel like you being balanced. Like, come on, man. We ain't about to do this, man. Y'all letting this dude get away with all this stuff again. He doing the same thing again in broad daylight. And we sit back watching, study telling each other to vote. While he literally is interfering with the election in front of our face. I know it got to be charges for this. In a house supposed to be the overseer of the executive branch is sitting back on their hands talking about vote. Is y'all serious, man? I can't break the law and you can overlook my law and say, he gonna be gone in 4 years. No, if I break the law, they lock me up today. They bring me up on charges today. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. We got to hold this dude accountable right now. Like, he need to be on trial right now for that advertisement with Goya Beans, the breaking of emoluments clause. Y'all should bring him up on charge for that right now. Don't wait because we got to vote. No, bring him up on charge for that right now because he did it. He did it. Come on, man. If it was a black man in there, y'all bring him over turns every chance y'all can get, man. Come on, man. Donald Trump benefit from white privilege, man. Come on, man. y'all study saying he violated the Constitution, but y'all ain't bringing him up on charges for it. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. We have to hold this dude accountable now. Because y'all being lazy in the house. Y'all want to do the paperwork. Y'all want to bring him up on charge because y'all feel like it's a waste of time. No, it's not a waste of time. Because if he break the law, then he should be held accountable. So in that case, when I break the law, if I get enough people to vote for me, then y'all shouldn't hold me accountable for my crimes then. Right, Mo? Mm-hmm. That's what they saying.
They do it every day in our society, in our world.
That's what I'm saying. Don't nobody, like I'm trying to figure out, like, he above the law. And the reason why we think he above the law, it ain't the fact that he the president and he can't be indicted or whatever while he in there. That is not the point. The point is, he breaking the law, and we saying that our answer to him breaking the law is not hold him accountable, is not getting justice. Our y'all answer to him breaking the law is vote. What?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's crazy, right? He broke the law. That's what I'm saying. Vote. Nah, bring him up on charges for breaking the law. Especially, I'm not talking about in criminal court and this and that, what you can't do to the president. I'm talking about the House of Representatives. The President of the United States posed, did an advertisement, used the presidential office. He was sitting at the Resolute desk advertising Goya beans. That's against the law. The president is not allowed to do that. And they didn't bring him on charges when he did it. He's sitting up here telling y'all that he said out his mouth that he ain't funding the post office because he don't want mail-in ballots. This ain't what you want, sir. This is the law. This is what we've been doing for years, funding the post office. So he could just up and say he ain't funding the post. He don't even got the power of the purse. The House of Representatives do. Y'all supposed to bring him up on charges. He said out his mouth. That's why he doing what he doing. That's interfering with the elections. Ain't that what that's called? So why he ain't brought up on charges? Why the House of Representatives ain't having hearings on him right now? Like, come on, man. Come on, man. He get a pass because you don't want to bring him up on charges. You tell them people to vote. Vote is our constitutional right. But another constitutional right, when you break the law, then you be brought up on charges, man. He should be impeached before he even get a chance to get to the election. I'm just saying, y'all. Mo. Chill. When you hear this, you're going to hear yourself. But I'm just saying, man. Like, I know I sound enthusiastic. I am enthusiastic. But all I'm saying is, man, like, he doing the same thing again. And everybody just sitting around, kikiing, talking about vote. Like, come on, man. Come on, America. Do your job, Nancy Pelosi. The president is breaking the law right in front of your face and you ain't doing nothing about it but saying vote. I'm not a law. The voters ain't law enforcement officers. The voters ain't a part of the judiciary committee. The voters ain't in the House of Representatives. Your job is to hold the executive branch accountable. That's your job. But you trying to leave your job to the people. No, that's not how it go. Your job is to bring, when he break the law, when he do things he ain't got no business doing, y'all supposed to have hearings on that. Every time. Like, come on, man. The whole thing about it, though, is, Mo, maybe if y'all do y'all job, he ain't gonna have no room to cheat because he gonna be too busy fighting y'all on trying to impeach him. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
He gonna be back to calling it fake news and hoax.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, like, he's spending all his time right now. It's a whole pandemic going on, right? And he's spending his time talking about the stock market. The stock market up 7 points. Man, 1,000 people just died yesterday, man. It's coming back strong. Economy coming back strong. Man, 1,000 people just died yesterday, man. What are you talking about, Donald Trump? We need to get our stuff together in this country, man. That's all I'm saying, man. We need to get our stuff together in this country, man. Because he gonna steal another election if we keep acting like he ain't doing nothing wrong. Why he doing wrong? We need to quit, man. We literally need to quit. This is Truth, Facts, Logic, and Opinions. And we out.